This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for February 13. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3. It says there, "Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." End of quote. Life and people could throw many things at you. Sometimes they applaud you. Other times they hurt and bruise you with their look, words, and actions. Sometimes you are surrounded by people who love you. And other times you are surrounded by evil people who have evil intentions. You see, life goes well and then it turns back on you. I know to live in this sin-bound world with an inherited disease called sin and journeying with others who have the same is truly hard and sometimes heartbreaking. It affects your innermost being with pain and frustration. When Jesus entered the city of Jerusalem to face his God-given mission to become a sacrificial lamb for people's sin, a large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. They shouted and said, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." End of quote. Hosanna in the Hebrew word means "save us" or "save now." You see, they understood who Jesus was. The crowd understood Jesus is the promised Messiah, the Savior of the whole world, according to the prophecies given to King David and repeated many times in the Old Testament scriptures. The crowds even invoked the blessings from the highest heaven. They knew when Jesus, the Son of David, the eternal Son of God, entered the city gate of the city of Jerusalem, the highest heaven's best blessings of deliverance were upon them. Historical and triumphant entry to the city where he would be crucified for the remission of people's sin. Even though they may not have understood the whole truth as we do understand today, they knew they were going to be delivered somehow by the promised Messiah. However, do you know what happened in the ensuing days after this triumphal entry? You see, they crucified him on the cross. The people who praised him, they cried out, "Crucify him, crucify him." Peter preached to the crowd after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and it is reported in the book of Acts chapter 2 verses 23 to 24. He marvelously revealed the eternal plan of God and how he implemented his plan in a thought-provoking way. Peter said this, "This man," referring to Jesus Christ, "was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of the wicked man, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for the death to keep its hold on him." End of quote. Listen, Jesus was handed over to us by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge. However, they were responsible for carrying out their evil plan of killing Jesus. The passage reveals God's sovereignty and human responsibility and accountability working hand in hand. You see, one day they praised him and the next day they crucified him. However, it was all woven together and fitted accurately in the sovereign plan and decree of God. Beloved, our insight says, "Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." End of quote. Consider and think about Jesus who endured such opposition from sinners. What would be the result if you consider him in your difficulties? It says, you will not grow weary or lose heart. This is the secret not to grow weary and lose heart in your difficulties. Continue to fix eyes on Jesus, no matter what life throws at you. If you can do this successfully, at your bottom hit experiences, you become a victorious believer in Jesus Christ. Living now here is hard because we are not there in our citizenship country as of yet. We live here as sojourners and foreigners. Often we are broken and bruised. Bible says in Hebrews 11:9, this about Abraham, "For he was looking forward to the city with the foundations, whose architect and builder is God. look forward to that city of your citizenship, whose architect and builder is God. Consider Jesus who lived before you in this sin-bound earth, and fix your eyes on Him and His words. You know what? You will not grow weary and lose heart if you do so. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I can face life's challenges if you are with me. When you said you will never leave me nor forsake me, I know you meant it. Through all the fiery testing and sufferings, you promised your hand upon me. That is enough for me. I surrender life and my future to your hand, Lord. May your plans be fulfilled in and through me. I believe Jesus, your Son, died and rose again for all of my sins. I trust in Him. In the name of Christ I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.